Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
We got an email in real quick that I want to go over. It says, Bill and Jess, hi guys. I was in a local restaurant last Saturday night with a group of small friends. Soon after we were seated, we began hearing some odd, very loud screeching in the back of the room. At first, we didn't think much of it, but it continued. It got even louder. It almost sounded like a bird screeching, but it was so loud. I finally had to stand up a moment and see what was going on. Well, it was just a small kid who must not have gotten his chicken fingers that he wanted. It went on and on. And a guy in our group stood up and said that he was going to go handle it.
Stop.
His wife called him, though, and told him to sit back down. So we had to endure the screeching bird noise for about 20 minutes. It put a damper on a nice meal. And since then, I've been wondering, what can you do in a situation like that? I'm sure other people have run into this in public. Any suggestions?
What can you do? I mean, what would you like to do? Go scold the child? Are you going to get them in their place?
I mean, say... I don't know.
Are you going to go over to the table? Are you really going over to someone's table?
No.
Stop.
But do you complain
to the manager?
And then the manager tells him
manager to go over and say, do you think you can quiet your kid down?
Or take him outside. Take him outside till they shut up.
You want the manager to go confront the
table. We wouldn't do that.
I'm just asking. Like, I just want to talk this out. I want to, like, listen to it. Like, the sound of what we want them to do. You want to call the manager over. You want to tell the server, can I speak to the manager, please?
Yeah.
So the manager comes over to your table.
Okay.
Go ahead, present your case. Now, the manager might say, I'm so sorry. Can we give you a free appetizer? Drinks are on us tonight. Can I give you a gift card?
No, you can get that brat out of here.
No, stop.
Get that brat kid out of here. Shut him up. Give him some Motrin.
Can I give you a gift card to come back another night? You know, I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Like, something like that could be done, possibly.
Well, I used
but
to be...
to confront someone else's table or another parent or, you know, I mean, those... What can you do?
I used to be paranoid when the kids were younger. I know I've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm much more carefree in 2025 than I used to be.
Yeah.
But I used to be very, like, on edge and paranoid that... like our kids were disrupting others or what other people thought or what they saw or all that. Like, I wanted them quiet. I wanted them to act right. Mm-hmm. So I was always like, shh, stop. Like, always.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I, now looking back on it, I wish I chilled out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now.
I mean, certain situations.
Tracy and I hear things like the other parents and kids and stuff. And we feel for them, you know, because we know that it's not fun. It's not a walk in the park. The parents aren't like,
they're not.
Oh, they're fine.
Yeah,
like,
they're not happy about it. They want their kid to act right.
Yeah,
you know, they do.
But sometimes, like, we've been on a plane and we're like, oh, God, shut that kid up.
I know, but there's nowhere to go. In a restaurant,
not on
they
a
might
plane.
Take them to the bathroom. They might take them outside. They might try to do something to calm them down. Of course.
So in this situation, I'm sure that they
you know, have done that. Maybe they had to come back in. The kid's still acting up.
In this situation, they, you know, yeah, you can say something.
So go over there and smack the kid on their butt.
That's what you do. Have an upside the head. Smack them upside the head.
Go give them a little spanking.
Have you ever been out, you don't have kids, or maybe your kids aren't with you, or maybe they're grown, whatever, and there's another kid, little brat, that won't shut up. Like, whose kid?
Mm-mm.
Shut him up.
Mm-mm. Gosh. But in situations where you can't go anywhere, like a plane.
I tolerate my kid, but not yours.
There's nothing you can do.
I don't know. What do you do? 302-858-8255. 5117. Hey, 236. Hey, it's Jesse. Good morning.
Oh, hey.
Good morning.
Hi, Jesse.
Jesse, have you and your mom been out? And there's a little brat that won't be quiet.
Stop.
There's a little baby that won't.
Jesse will go over and play with them and talk to them and just calm them right down.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That's another way.
She's good at that.
Let us know what you guys think.